How are you?
Jerry.
How are you?
Jerry?
Yes.
What are you doing down here?
Oh, I came down this morning.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Why don't you come into Austin and join us?
Well, I wish I could, but I'm afraid I can't get away. I'm here minding the store.
You all alone?
Well, I'm not now. I have been all afternoon. But the president just returned a few minutes ago, and he wants to talk to you.
Sure.
But before I put him on, I want to tell you that he's read the memo that Mr. Busby wrote on the background briefing. And you do have a copy of it, don't you?
No, I don't have it with me.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, he asked that I tell you that that's all right and that it can be released, but he wanted one sentence inserted. That's in the part on the first, very first page in the first paragraph. Where it says, in the international field, the president has just completed a series of substantive efforts for the change of American leadership in Vietnam, the conferences with Greek, Turks, etc. He says, after etc., he wants to insert conferences with President Orlick, as well as all Latin American ambassadors, Western Hemisphere problems.
Conferences with President Orlick?
Yes.
As well as?
All Latin American ambassadors.
Latin American ambassadors.
Yes. Western Hemisphere problems.
Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, hold. Excuse me.
George?
Yes, sir.
Buzz has got the backgrounder. I think it's all right. You can add to it. He says we worked on Vietnam problems and General Taylor and Greek-Turkish problems last week. And then we're having, he didn't say we're appointing these task forces, but we think in the future. I think it's all right. I don't think it's too hot, but I don't think it's too bad. And,
good.
He's got a copy, but you can go over it and improve on it. I'd add to it that we met with all our Latin American ambassadors, and we also spent some time with President Orlich on plans for the Western Hemisphere, and he thought things were going better than ever, and also had a good many conferences with private people interested in the Western Hemisphere. Let's have last week as kind of a Western Hemisphere week.
Okay, sir.
That's about all I know. I'm going over to AW's to eat dinner. John and Nellie and them came out and had lunch with us, and John's brother and his wife. Judge Thornberry came up, but I don't think we need to tell them that.
I've already told them about John and Merrill.
All right. And they had some people scouring the lakes all afternoon, but I don't think that any of them ever ran into anybody.
They did not. I know what I'm doing. I've just been talking to someone. It's rather amusing.
What do they say?
Well, they're just kind of amused by it, too. They went on up, and they went into Fredericksburg and attended the horse races. They went on up to the lake, guard around there, and drove up and down the, Granite Shoals Highway from Johnson City North.
Yeah.
And never did find you. They're kind of amused by it, too. It's a game now, I think.
Who was it, UP?
No, it was Gordon Yoder.
Who is he?
Oh, he's at, he's a freelance cameraman, movie. Out of Dallas, who's usually hired by CBS, or he might be hired by any one of a number of outfits. I think he's down here for CBS this time, although I haven't checked it. He comes down for different outfits each time.
Who else? They said that there's...
technicians.
They said there's a fellow from the UP named Hamilton.
Oh, I don't know him. He may be somebody out of Dallas.
Mm. No, he's in Austin.
No.
He's a kid out of Austin. Did everybody go to the horse races, all your reporter staff?
Doug Kecker went to the horse races. And I think some of the local natives took him for his shirt. He made some bets on the horses. Didn't lose a lot of money, but I think he lost $5 or $6 betting with the citizens of Fredericksburg. I think they more went up to see the horse races than anything else. Right now they're all over. We're all over at Lakeview, which is a new lodge on Lake Travis.
Who's taking them over there?
They're just sort of a general party that they want up themselves.
They entertain themselves, or is TWA doing it?
Oh, they're entertaining themselves.
Somebody told me TWA had a big party on for them.
Well, I think TWA organized it, y'all. Then, do you have any plans for tomorrow that I can tell them about, or should we...
No. Tell them I'd like to go to church, but I'm afraid that somebody down the road to have a flat. I just don't want to get to startle a nation, and the only best way to do it is just sit at home and may have a little service here at home.
Okay.
I'm afraid if Secret Service had a flat, they'd make headlines out of it.
You are not going back tomorrow, though, are you?
No.
Right.
No, I'm not going back tomorrow, and if I go back Monday, it'll be late Monday.
Right.
But I do not want to say that I'm going back. You know, they all say that you didn't notify them I was leaving. I thought you told me you had to give them 2 hours notice, Nell. I gave you about four before we left.
But I did. No, they I had it as soon as you alerted me, as soon as you said there was a possibility, I set all the wheels in motion so they didn't have to have those 2 hours. But I didn't. I told them you were leaving as soon as you told me you'd made up your mind.
Why they lie then? Say that they didn't know.
They're
like
lying. They're just confused over the situation.
Well, they lied. They said that they weren't told that I was leaving until my plane had already taken off.
No, they were told before that. That's some of them who weren't there at the time. Half of them know it, and half didn't. They're just confused by the situation.
Well, if you ain't gonna get any credit out telling them, we just don't have to tell them. Hell, they just go on. Doug Kiker's story says he makes a big to do about it.
Well, Doug wasn't notified for the simple reason he wasn't there. I was calling around frantically trying to find him and finally got him. So that was after you'd taken off.
That's a little son of a bitch stay at home, far as I'm concerned. He... Now, you say I've been in touch with Martin Luther King continuously.
No, that's a type of mistake. I said that...
I haven't been in touch with him at all and don't want to be. You know his record.
Yeah, I know.
It's the last thing. The president has been in continual touch with Dr. King.
No, that's a mistake in the transcript, which I've gotten corrected. I said from time to time he has seen Martin Luther King is what I said.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, you saw him at the ceremony.
Well, I say, why do you say it?
Because I was asked, because they'd seen you there.
Well, all right, then don't just say if you've seen him. Just keep that out, though. I'm sorry he was there. It's very unfortunate he's there, and don't you get hung in on it. And then you get in the transcript that he's been in continual touch with him. That's the last thing I want. They're making an issue on you, and you'll hear from King before this campaign's over with. And then you go to make an explanation, won't do any good. So I just say that you don't know a damn thing about who I've seen. And you don't. If they ask you if I've seen him, you tell him you don't know. Don't get in there that I'm in continuous touch with him. And who is making all these mistakes in transcripts? Your transcriber?
Well, there aren't many, sir. They come from time to time.
Well, I mean this one.
He made that one, yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Hello?
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 Yes.
Can you finish your call?
Yes, sir. Thank you.